there?
Hello.
Hi. Okay.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. What chapter of Jeremiah are we at?
We're at 25. Now, we read to the first few verses, but yeah, you know, we stopped there because it was the 70-week prophecy, the 70-year prophecy of Jeremiah. It's important, right? So,
uh-huh.
But we may as well start from the top at 25.
Okay.
Oh,
let me look to that.
I got a lot of notes as usual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, that that whole thing that I discussed with you earlier today about Jeremiah 31, I guess we won't get to that today.
No.
So we'll save that for next time. It's a real good question, though, as to whether, you know, or, and it says that a few times in Scripture.
I don't know if we'll get to it next time, to be honest.
Yeah.
You, but.
Okay, and I forgot which chapter you said already. Here we go.
Top of 25.
Okay.
You would read the first few verses.
All right, okay.
I don't know, but...
Yeah, I think I went as far as 11. Yeah, there's no point in...
I didn't have any notes prepared for 25 last time.
Oh,
I still don't.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I didn't expect to get to 25 last time. I thought we finished 24, and that's as far as I prepared for.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll be right back.
Save that for the heathens. That's what they do because it's Friday night.
Okay, well, I guess a lot of people still have the problem of the thing crashing.
What's the Winstead problem? I don't have a problem. Winstead has all the problems.
Right. Yeah, well, probably is Winstead.
Well, why should I address that?
Yeah, he was on the Subi Sisters claiming he's going to sue all of us for defaming him, right? How do you defame the devil, right?
Yeah.
How do you defame a child molester? You know, how do you defame somebody who worships excrement? You know, it's not possible to defame somebody like that. So he's made his bed with the feds, and he's going to have to. Well, yeah, he's a smooler. Yeah. Okay. Prophet of poop, yeah, there you go. Yeah, obviously, he still keeps threatening to sue us, but I don't think he lost his, I know the very last thing he wants is to see any of us in court, because then his character will be exposed for all the world to see. Okay. Linstead works for the FBI. That's where he gets his so-called Social Security check from. Yeah, Arch Kike. Good one. Good one, man. Yeah, actually, I got the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, I think it's 1996, has printed an article by Linstead, and it's exactly the same stuff. It's exactly the same stuff that he's been putting out, you know, this last year or so, ever since he got out of jail. It's exactly the same stuff. So he hasn't changed his tune one bit, and anybody who believes that he is at all a white nationalist or certainly can't qualify as a Christian identity pastor, you know, it's incredible anybody would take him seriously.
Well, let him do some. Let him produce a meaningful sermon or a valid Bible study,
yeah.
or a good deed that does something for the white race.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm definitely
produce none of the above.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of trolls defending Winstead in the chat room already. They got nothing better to do on Friday nights, right? except to be unchristian. Okay, very good. Yeah, Subi, I don't know what this, I've never heard the Subi sisters, so obviously they got taken in by Lynn Stench, and I don't know if anybody, if they believed anything he had to say, but somebody called me today and said that he heard the show, and that he basically blasted every existing Christian identity minister, right? And he's the only one that knows what identity is, right?
Yeah, the man that knows not anything about the Bible.
Right, exactly, yes. Yeah, so it's quite bizarre. But of course, we were told there's bizarre things that happen in these end times, right?
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
I'd hate to waste 2 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, you know, I mean, in the white nationalist community, he would, you know, I'm sure he can make the rounds in the white nationalist community, because I see that happening all the time, people posing as patriots, posing as white nationalists, and they can say just about anything they please. You know, they don't have any rules. They don't have any, you know, they don't have a Bible. You know, they don't really have any morality. They simply carry on like white trash. That's basically what they do. And so since they don't have any rules, anybody can get away with anything and, you know, can carry on with it for a long time. And they'll never know, like, what's his name? The guy that got knocked off the radio, Hal Turner. Hey, how many years was he doing that before people finally caught on to the fact that he's a doofus? Just like Brian Rio de Janeiro. Okay, very good. Well, he's mad at us because we got him kicked off of all his websites, precisely because he's threatening to murder people, right? Just like Hal Turner was doing. And then he calls himself a patriot. Oh, that's quite amazing, quite amazing. So anyway, that is prosecutable. When he threatens to kill somebody, that's prosecutable. So watch it, Lynn Stench. Watch it. We've got the goods on you. Okay. Okay. And we mean legally. All right, here we go.
Oh, shit. Recorded live.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Eli James here with another installment of Show Geno with my guest host and sidekick here, William Fink. We've been studying the book of Jeremiah, which is probably one of the most phenomenal books of prophecy in the Old Testament. Of course, the